I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on June 29th, 2020. Ubuntu has gained an unofficial tool that turns the distribution into a rolling release. The idea came about from a suggestion made by Stuart Langridge on a recent episode of the Ubuntu podcast and has been brought to life as a personal project by Ubuntu's desktop director, Martin Wimpress, under the nickname of Rolling Rhino. The tool consists of a simple bash script, which, after some system checks, switches the user's apt sources list to point to the Ubuntu development channel, keeping them forever rolling forwards with any changes made by the Ubuntu team. The script can only be run on non-LTS versions of Ubuntu and currently doesn't attempt to handle any PPAs that the user may have configured. However, it could provide a convenient way for anybody who's not confident editing their apt configuration to ensure that their Ubuntu system always tracks the daily development version. MasterCard has become the latest company to prompt Magento store owners to update their software. Magento's open-source e-commerce software is used by some of the largest independent online retailers, and last year, more than $155 billion worth of sales were transacted on the platform. Unfortunately, many Magento store owners fail to keep their software up to date, which opens them up to hacking attacks. And this problem has become much worse since a large number of users refused to migrate to an overhauled version of the platform in 2015. While security updates for the earlier branch have been provided over the years, it is now officially reaching its end of life tomorrow, and around three-quarters of all of the Magento stores currently online are still running the soon-to-be-obsolete version, prompting MasterCard to follow Visa's lead from earlier in the year to give store owners a strict warning that they could lose PCI DSS compliance if they failed to secure their sites. A major change by browser manufacturers is likely to push Let's Encrypt to an even more dominant position in the industry. Google and Mozilla now look poised to follow Apple's lead and set a maximum lifetime of just 1 year plus the standard grace period for website certificates that their browsers will accept. The change is due to land on September 1st of this year and has been adopted by the manufacturers despite failing to gain the full support of the industry consortium that usually makes this sort of decision. Opposition had come from larger players who offer extended validation certificates. And while some providers have already adopted the ACME protocol from Let's Encrypt, the change is bound to see both it and the practice of domain validation increasingly become the norm across the industry. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/172. We'll be back on Wednesday, but we will be off on Friday of this week to observe July 4th.